I had lived in the Rookery, and when I first arrived there, I was the only person living up in the Rookery. But I was very quickly joined by Sue Evans, who was also one of the Knight sisters, Victoria Glendinning, who was the sister in the oral surgical unit. And the three of us lived up there very happily, sharing a kitchen and each having our own little sitting rooms and bedrooms.
And I remember your suite of rooms was palatial. It wasn't a little room.
It was beautiful. It was beautiful. Yes, it was large. It obviously had been a servant's hall or something at one point or another. It was lovely to come off night duty to have the fire going, and usually the maid was standing at the top of the stairs with the tea ready to pour for us, and we would sit and have a cup of tea in the kitchen, usually with the maid, and Sue and I would talk about the night's experiences and then go off to our respective rooms to sleep for the day. But yes, it was a very nice, very, very nice place to live. And what was so different in those days was that you could work those long hours because you really didn't have to worry about your food, you didn't have to worry about your laundry, you didn't have to worry about the domestic issues that you would normally have to do nowadays on top of working.